What's up, everybody? It's Bretzky, and America is turning 250. And I can't think of a better way to celebrate that than playing on an American-owned social casino, SpinQuest.com. With all of your favorite games, live craps, bubble craps, live blackjack, there's no better place to play for free and win real cash prizes. SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
I'm from a small town that houses three different elementary schools and only one middle school and high school, which is connected by the gymnasium and a tunnel between the two buildings. I lived there my entire life, and I went to a different school than most other people mentioned in this story. Back when I was in middle school, I had a litany of bullies who loved making every moment of my day a living hell. They did pretty much everything you could think of, ranging from pranks in the middle of class to downright physical assault. But all of them were nothing compared to this one girl I met at the beginning of 7th grade, whom we're going to call Sadie. Sadie was a stereotypical mean girl in every sense of the word. She loved fashion, had a gaggle of friends willing to do her bidding, and every guy was into her or wanted her. She was the kid with the highest amount of detentions. She argued a lot with the teachers, and the principal pretty much did nothing about her actions. And she made a habit of having fun with some specific kids, which included me. I was a plus-sized kid, a scaredy cat, gullible, and a bit of a pushover. But I did try to do well in school and kept to myself. But that didn't do much. As soon as Sadie took notice of me, she took it upon herself to make sure every time we even saw each other, she'd make me miserable. At the beginning, it wasn't anything much. She started rumors about me, talked shit about me online. I didn't have social media yet, so I didn't find that out until later. There were also rumors in school, and she threw things at me that ranged from her garbage to one of her textbooks. It wasn't terrible at first. Sadie was annoying, sure, but I had workarounds, so I just ignored her. But when other kids saw that I wasn't going to fight back, they joined in and took things way too far. Almost daily, I've been chased in the halls, ganged up on in the bathrooms, had my food stolen, gotten blamed by the teachers for their dumb actions in class, and many other things as well. These kids had me on the edge and feeling practically worthless for the entire school year. It was to the point of me considering just running away to avoid the hell of going back to school. But why didn't I tell the school, you might ask? Well, I tried. I tried dozens of times. But teachers, guidance counselors, even the principal, they didn't care. The school was honestly not the best, and they were pretty negligent to everything that didn't involve funds, sports events, and a GPA for the year. So they gave no heed to me when I tried to tell them what was going on with Sadie and her lackeys. These are some of their real responses from incidents that happened. When I'd gotten my backpack thrown down the stairs, and a calculator inside that I brought from home got broken, they said, "It's your property, therefore it's your problem." When Sadie had written a fat joke alongside a slur on my locker door in permanent marker, they said, "You have no evidence that it was her." When Sadie's boy toy and his friends cornered me outside the changing rooms for the gym to ask me something, they said they were probably just kidding around. All of them spearheaded by Sadie, who was practically in charge that year, and nothing she did was getting her in trouble. Summer could not come fast enough that year. By the time 7th grade was over, they let those kids get away with so much. I honestly just gave up on trying to get outside help at that point. As I got some personal help that summer, I decided that things would be different by the time I had to go back to school for the following year. I was not going to be Sadie's personal punching bag anymore. When 8th grade started up, I was ready. I learned MMA self-defense. I defended myself vocally. I wasn't so quiet anymore, and I fought back. And it actually worked. None of the old bullies from last year even looked my way again. Except, of course, for Sadie, who still tried to pull her usual stunts. But the longer I showed her I didn't care, the more it pissed her off. Honestly, it felt like ample revenge to all the shit she put me through last year. Sadie, however, would not let go for the life of her. I didn't know it then, but this whole act of hers would end up taking a really bad turn. One day, I was walking to the gym, with Sadie following close behind me. She did not share a gym class with me, but she did like following me around in between classes and trying to get a rise out of me. This day, however, was not really great for me. I don't exactly remember why now, but I was stressed out, and I kept getting pissed off over whatever went wrong that day. Sadie, following behind, trying out different insults and comments about me, sent me over the edge. In a quick motion, I stopped walking, spun around, pushed Sadie backwards, and I spit towards her, with it landing on her leg. I told her just to basically screw off and leave me alone, but I didn't know what I was really expecting her reaction to be, but it sure as hell wasn't what she did. Sadie just stood there frozen, staring at me. I expected her to be coughing up blood from rage, or her screaming, or anything at all, but she just stood there, as if a deer was caught in the headlights. I didn't think about it at the time, as I left for gym not long after, and eventually forgot about it. After school, I was walking across the building to head for the parking lot next to the high school building, where I was to catch the bus. Everything felt normal, until I saw Sadie not far behind me. I didn't think anything was weird of it, so I ignored it and I kept walking.
Hey guys, Lady Luck here. Are you going on any road trips this summer? I know I'm going to be going on a bunch of road trips. And being that I'm going to be passenger princess, I love playing on SpinQuest.com. SpinQuest has all of my favorite slot games, live blackjack, live craps. Head on over to SpinQuest right now and get yourself a $30 coin pack for just $10.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
That is until I noticed she was taking the same path I was to the buses. This wouldn't be odd if she actually did ride the buses at all. Sadie walked to and from school every single day. If not that, someone would come pick her up. But the carpool lot was in the opposite direction of the buses. I took a different path than my normal route around the back of the school. And I looked back to check. And yep, Sadie was taking the exact same path I was. And she stopped walking every time I looked back at her. I began picking up the pace a bit, and from behind I could hear her running to catch up to me. By the time I was nearing the bus lot, she was somewhere around 10 feet right behind me, still jogging to follow me. I definitely did not want her to learn which bus was mine, nor did I want her to follow me home, so I decided to fake her out. I jumped onto a different bus, much to the dismay of the driver, and Sadie ran in after me. After she got in front of the bus driver to yell at her about something, I myself ran off and raced to my actual bus, which was all the way on the other end where this particular bus was. I got in, and the bus drove away just as Sadie got off to see where I went. The next day, I didn't see Sadie anywhere at school, not in any of the classes, not at lunch, not even after school either. I asked, but nobody knew where she went. This went on for the rest of the week. The bus incident took place on a Monday, and the disappearing act happened on Tuesday. By Thursday, I began to relax about the whole thing. I still didn't understand what Sadie was doing with the whole bus incident, but as long as she was gone, things felt okay. Until Friday afternoon came along. Like the last few days, Sadie wasn't there, so I was pretty relaxed for most of it. When the end of the school day came, I was about to walk out the front doors to the building, when something stopped me. I had a horrible feeling in my stomach. It was telling me not to go outside. I had no idea where it came from, but I thought it was just my leftover anxiety playing tricks on me. So I headed out anyway, not still twisting. The middle school and high school were all part of one connecting path system, which means we all had hallways and walkways connecting both the main middle school and the main high school buildings, with one long sidewalk path out front. The parking lot where I had to walk to my bus was on the opposite end of this long sidewalk, which ran in front of both the middle school and in front of the high school. This can make for a pretty long walk, and the doors leading into the high school often flooded with students as they make for some pretty interesting obstacles. This would all come into play when this happened. I just walked down the outside stairs to the sidewalk when I saw someone run around a corner from the building. I looked over, and it was Sadie, looking as pissed as a rabid dog, full sprinting right towards me. I bolted, running faster than I ever had in my whole life, running off nothing but pure adrenaline and pure fear. Sadie was catching up quickly behind me, and all I could do was run and pray for help. I dodged between crowds of kids and just tried that to lose her somewhere in the masses, not caring at all if I bumped into people, only afraid that Sadie was still behind me. By the time I reached the buses, I didn't see her anywhere, so I stopped and nearly collapsed to catch my breath. I felt relief for only a second, until she popped out of nowhere from the side of the crowd and lunged at me. Sadie then grabbed me by the hair and backpack, swinging me around in a circle as I tried to get her off of me. She kept pulling and jerking so much, I felt my hair being ripped at some points too, but she kept going, and I screamed for help. I was kicking and punching blindly in Sadie's direction, but either nobody wanted to get involved or were too scared to break us up, because there was nobody who came forward. Sadie then let go of my hair to reach for something behind her, and what happened next was only a miracle. My older brother was walking out of high school drinking a soda when he saw the scene and ran to help. He was the only one who knew about Sadie and recognized her when he had got into school in the mornings. He threw a soda at Sadie's head, which startled her enough to let go of me and drop whatever she was holding. I grabbed my brother, and we took off of the bus, making it just before it drove off. After we found a seat, I looked back outside. What I saw still gives me the chills. Sadie was on the ground, arms pinned by a teacher, and right on the ground next to her was an open hunting knife. I knew without a doubt that it was hers, because of that sound I heard when she dropped it earlier. Next Monday, I got called down to the office, where my brother was also waiting. We got pulled into the counselor's office, where there were two police officers waiting for us. Apparently, after we ran, a high school teacher saw Sadie picking up the weapon, and then apprehended her, while another person called the police. They got Sadie into interrogation, and now they needed to hear what happened from me.
Hanging out at the pool is great. Relaxing and playing Vegas-style games on my phone at the same time. Drink in one hand and a blackjack in the other. It's all at SpinQuest. Over 1,000 games, including your favorite slots and table games. Be cool with this summer special. New players get $30 coin packs for 10 at SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
I practically broke down right then and there and told them everything. What Sadie did to me last year, what I almost did because of her torment, the bus incident the week prior, and what happened on the sidewalk. My brother then puts his arms around me while I just sat there, nearly sobbing my words out in the process. The police and the counselor just sat there writing down what I said, but they looked on sympathetically. One of the officers even asked me if I would like to tell my parents so they could press charges. At this point, I just wanted everything to end about this horrible situation, and for it to be done. So I just told them to do whatever they wanted. I just wanted this to stop. The counselor could tell I was already upset enough, so he sent me back to class. And me and my brother made a promise to never speak of this again. Sadie ended up getting into juvie for the rest of the school year, all the way until halfway through second semester of freshman year of high school. The school also had some changes to it. Police officers were now on duty during school hours in the middle and high schools. We had stricter policies with bullying, and kids could now stay with teachers before, during, after school also if they needed to. I never saw Sadie again after that, not even in passing. I later learned from one of her old friends that after senior year she dropped out to get her GED because the incident of her police record meant college was impossible. It's been over 9 years since that day on the sidewalk. I will admit, this is honestly not as bad as what other kids probably had to go through, but I still feel the trauma from that time in middle school, and especially from what Sadie did to me. After middle school, I had developed depression, severe social anxiety, and PTSD from the bullies. I can't fully blame the situation for everything, as maybe if I pushed a bit harder with the teachers and the principal, maybe this wouldn't have happened in the first place. But eventually, things did end up getting better. I just wish I could go back to my 13-year-old self that had to endure all of that to say that everything was going to be okay. I am doing better now. I'm looking into therapy. I'm in university right now, and I cannot be prouder of how far I've come. So, to the psychopath of a bully that tormented me all those years ago and almost stabbed me, let's not meet again.
Our town is pretty small. So tiny that we don't even have a Walmart or even a four-way stoplight, but it's still ours, and we treasure it for what it is. Been here my whole life, and the only thing that's really grown is the local cemetery. Paradise Fields, they call it. I guess if I wanted to spend eternity somewhere, it would be with a catchy name like that, huh? Anyway, the graveyard was pretty packed even back when I was a kid. So much so that there was hardly any room when we buried my papaw. I remember someone saying it was a good thing he broke his back so they could fold him up and fit him into the ground. Anyway, a few years after that, I started hanging with the wrong crowd. Wanting to be cool and fit in, I wound up getting the paddle from the principal's office more times than I can count. But no matter what I did, it was still nearly impossible to impress this one group of boys. James, Greg, and Todd, or the Three Musketeers, as they like to call themselves. There used to be four of them, but Rob had left the group a while back. I would always see them skipping class and running off to buy smokes from the corner store and be jealous, wishing I could be just as brave as them. I didn't really know about it at the time, but Greg's daddy was screwing his teacher, and Greg knew about it, so he hung it over her head. "We can do whatever we want, or it's your job," Greg would tell her. He was a bit of a prick, but I was young and dumb and wanted to be like them, so of course, I would find ways to skip class too and meet them there. "Hey guys," I said nervously that first day when I just hid in the gym after breakfast. Todd laughed immediately when he saw how red my face was. "Look at you, just like my dad's ripe tomatoes. What a pussy. Did you run all the way here?" he asked. Todd could be cruel, but I was supposed to take the jab and prove my worth, so I nodded and said, "I didn't even bother going to the first period." "What's your name, kid?" James asked. "Steven," I said. "Tell you what, Steve, you really want to hang out with us? You gotta prove that you're brave," he said. I think it looked like he had a sparkle in his eye. "Come on over to Paradise Falls tonight after curfew. If you can get there and finish our challenge, we will be your friend for life," James told me. "How will I sneak past my mom?" I asked. "That ain't our problem. Be there by 8:30 or the deal is off," James decided. I told him I would, and as it turned out, getting out of the house was the easiest part of the night. My mom wound up having to work a double shift, so only my sister was watching me. I told her I would give her $20 if she didn't say that I went out. "Where are you headed anyway?" she asked when I passed her the money. "Just gonna go smoke some weed at the cemetery," I lied as I grabbed a coat. Racing across town in the middle of the night was exhilarating. Only a few street lights were on, and the graveyard felt like it was eclectic and full of spirits when I arrived. The way the moon cast its light down on the tombstones, there were just so many. I got there just barely after 8 o'clock, and I thought for sure the trio had ditched me. Instead, they emerged from behind one of the larger mosques, probably built pre-Civil War, and James whistled softly when he saw me. "Wow, Steph, didn't think you had it in ya," he commented. "I made it with time to spare, so what are we doing here?" James gave his colleagues this wicked grin. "Us? We're here to see if you're up to snuff and can fit in with us, so we've prepared a series of three challenges for you to do. If you can do all three before time is up, guess what? You will be in with the gang for good." "Okay, sure, I can do that," I wanted to sound confident. James just laughed. "I'll go first then," Todd decided as he pointed towards the headstones. "You know how this cemetery is pretty big but has tons of graves in it? Well, tonight those graves are the safe zone and the ground is like lava. You've got 5 minutes to jump from here to the end of the plot without touching the ground," he decided. The trio laughed and raced off to the other side of the tombstones, leaving me in the dust. Once out of range, they called out to me and the game began. I stood on the edge of the mausoleum, trying to figure out which way to go across the graves. Then I began to hop. As I did, I will admit that I said a prayer to Jesus and asked for forgiveness. I remember when Papa died, I had actually danced on another grave, and Mom warned me to never disrespect the spirits. "You'll pay for it if you do, either in this life or the next," she told me. As I jumped toward the next headstone and part of the old relic crumbled, I couldn't help but reflect on her words.
Third Love makes bras that actually fit, so they know this. If your bra feels uncomfortable, the problem isn't your body, it's your bra. Third Love designs for comfort first. Soft fabrics, support that doesn't dig, pinch, or slip. Bras that feel good and look good under everything you wear. Shop Third Love and explore over 60 sizes, including AA through H, and half cup sizes you won't find anywhere else. Get $15 off your first purchase at thirdlove.com with code PODCAST15.
Here's what happened when one journalist reported on DEI programs.
I decided to just focus on the University of Michigan. I obtained internal documents that showed that the school had spent about $250 million on DEI programs. I spent 2 weeks in Ann Arbor talking to everybody I could find. The unintended consequences of these programs, they had sort of left everybody dissatisfied. And this expensive machinery the school had built just imploded. If you're a journalist, you are not on anyone's team. All you're trying to do is figure out as many of the facts as you can gather. The facts are going to guide you to where the story lands. You're not taking sides. I'm Nick Confessori. I'm an investigations reporter for the New York Times.
Journalists like Nick follow the facts wherever they lead. They go where news breaks, get answers firsthand, and publish what they find. That's fact-based reporting. Seek it out if you don't already.
What if she was right and I was really awakening a curse by playing this silly game? Then I heard the trio holler excitedly as I nearly tumbled on the grass and my resolve to win got stronger. I had to prove I could be the best, so I kept going. I made it to the other side in about 4 minutes, leaping from the last headstone and even managing to do a backflip to where they were standing.
"Whoa, that was pretty cool," Todd admitted.
The other two didn't seem very happy that I had passed. I should have wondered if they ever really intended for me to get through to begin with.
"Beginner's luck. That one was easy anyway. Anyone could pass it," Greg said as he took off his backpack.
He unzipped a pouch and showed me three small trinkets he'd brought with him before explaining.
"I'm gonna make sure you don't pass this one, twerp."
He rushed off to the graves as James passed me a scarf and ordered, "Put this on so you can't peek." I obediently listened and stood there waiting as they chuckled and finished their game, coming back about 10 minutes later and telling me to pull the scarf off.
"All right, Stephanie, I hid all three of those items somewhere in the graves. Find them in 3 minutes and you make it."
"Like you ever will," Greg laughed. "It's Steven," I corrected, not even realizing they were bullying me about my name. James shoved me toward the graves and put a timer on. I scrambled about looking for any clues that might help. I knew Greg wouldn't have made it easy, but the obvious signs like grass being pressed down by their footsteps made it easy to find the first, nestled in a bush behind a large tombstone. I followed the same clues to find the others, excitedly racing back to them with the trinkets in hand. All three of them were angry now, and I didn't understand why.
"All of this was just prep for the last challenge. No one has ever passed this. If you do, you'll be legendary," James decided.
He led me out toward part of the graveyard that had a little fewer headstones. I recognized the area because this was where Papa was buried. Then James pointed toward an open hole. I peered down and saw a wooden coffin sitting in the dirt hole, probably in preparation for an upcoming funeral. And immediately, I felt dizzy even before James explained what the challenge was.
"Get in there and we'll bury you. If you can beat the record of 6 minutes underground, you will be in our club for life," James explained.
You want me to get in there?" I asked, looking down at the cramped space.
"Well, we could call the whole thing off if you want," he said, kicking some gravel.
"No," I said quickly, too desperate for acceptance to even think clearly. I climbed in the hole before another word was said.
"I'll show you. I will make it to 10 minutes, I said excitedly.
The boys shared a wicked look with one another and ordered me to lay down against the ground. I did as I was told, waiting as they placed the cover on the coffin. Then I heard the shovels and the dirt being piled on. I closed my eyes and tried to not panic. I could do this. My whole body shook and I lay as still as I could. Eventually, it got quiet. So quiet that I shouted and asked if they were done. But I didn't get a response. I waited another minute or so, trying to think if I had passed the record, but I was also starting to feel lightheaded. The oxygen in the wooden box was limited. I started to bang on the cover louder, yelling that I was ready to get out. I never knew what it was like to be claustrophobic until then, but they didn't respond. More time passed by. I was certain that it had been at least 20 minutes. The coffin felt cold, and so very dark. I hadn't noticed how dark it was at first. I had tried to ignore it.
Forget whatever plans you have this weekend because you're staying at home and playing on SpinQuest. And there's never been a better time to sign up than right now. New users get $30 coin packs for just $10. All the table games you love with hundreds of slot games and real cash prizes. That's at SpinQuest.com. SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Now, it was all that I saw. The space felt so confined, and I kept screaming, trying to stay awake. My body was shaking. I could feel myself struggling to take breaths. Finally, I became close to blacking out, and I felt the air escape my lungs. I was sure I was going to die. The next thing I knew, I was in my mom's arms. I was so numb to the entire world that I couldn't remember anything. She took me home and got me some warm soup, explaining that my sister had said I had gone out there with some friends. What the hell were you thinking, Steven? I heard that about a dozen times, and I hardly got any sleep that night. It just kept feeling like the moment I fell asleep, I would be trapped again. In fact, I had trouble for years after that too, scratching at my mattress or waking with cold sweats. Terrible nightmares of that cemetery. Of course, the next day I confronted them about it. What? Cemetery? You must be crazy. We would never go out there, Todd remarked. Yeah, and not for some stupid games. You are a psycho, Greg agreed. Their wicked grins told me what I needed to know. They had left me there to die. I still have those same awful nightmares, and I worry one day when I die, I will be trapped in that place forever.
Hanging out at the pool is great. Relaxing and playing Vegas-style games on my phone at the same time. Drink in one hand and a blackjack in the other. It's all at SpinQuest. Over 1,000 games, including your favorite slots and table games. Be cool with this summer special. New players get $30 coin packs for 10 at SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.